The odds were against us. The averages were fatalistic. The chances were next to nothing. But this is a story of healing, one that proves that you are not a number and you can overcome anything. Not long ago, I received a message that my father had a cardiac arrest. I was in Australia and he was in Portland, 13,000 kilometers away. The next flight wasn't until the next morning. And of course I cried, I was scared, I felt helpless in this situation. I was so far away. I went and I hugged my husband, Sean. And in that moment, I realized my father's spirit needed my love. It needed my strength in his time of need. So I went to my healing room where I meditated and balanced my mind, body, and soul. I focused on loving energy. Now, granted, I did cry while I did this, but eventually the crying stopped and my heart grew stronger and more centered. In every moment I could, I focused on my dad's spirit and I thought with all of my heart, the medical team is taking care of your body. I'm here for your spirit. Hear me, Father. Feel my love. Now, I kept this connection with my father intact. I wanted him to feel the strength of my love for him wherever he was, whether to remind him that he is loved or to remind him of who he has left behind. When I left for the U.S. the next day, my flight was delayed and my bag was the last one that came out of the carousel. I missed my connecting flight even though I ran to get to it. I waited in a long line until I was rebooked and ran to the gate again. People were everywhere. Children were crying. People were pushing. I was thirsty, exhausted, and tired. But I realized so were most around me, and I gave thanks wherever possible. My focus never wavered. I had to nurture the connection with my father. There was no room for frustration. I had no time for impatience. I shifted beyond all that was going on around me. I could not control the people, the planes, or the lines, but I could and would control myself and my love for my father. I had no idea what was going on in the intensive care unit, so I was not going to waste one moment of my energy on anything but love. By the time I arrived at the ICU in Portland, I had been in transit and awake for more than 24 hours, but I would not let a single bit of energy enter or leave me that wasn't about love. I walked down the hospital corridor, and as I turned the corner to enter my father's ICU room, in a moment, my eyes took in everything. He was unconscious and on full life support. Tubes were everywhere. My mother was curled up to his side, and I could feel the fear and sadness in that room. And I slowly blinked. And in that millisecond, my focus did a miraculous thing. When my eyes reopened, the entire scene changed. My dad's body was working so hard to house his spirit. Every single machine and tube was giving him another chance to heal. Every beep, every alarm that was alerting staff to check on him, each nurse, doctor, assistant giving their precious time to help my precious father, this scene went from fear, confusion, and sadness to one of love and sincere gratitude. I walked over to my father's right ear and I said to him, "I know, you know I'm here now. There are so many wonderful things helping your body heal. Let the doctors help your body, and if you choose, let me help your spirit." I kissed him, then turned my attention to my mother. I embraced her and said, "He's going to be fine. I can feel it in my heart." Now, my ego, my mind, was saying, "Are you kidding, girl? He has had 2 cardiac arrests. 9 out of 10 people don't survive a cardiac arrest, and those who do can have serious brain damage." Now, while I understood the reality and accepted all the possible outcomes, my heart remained steady and sure. My father's love is what my father is, and he is fine no matter what form he takes on this earth. Love persists all forms. Now, losing him was very real, but now that I was there, physically in his presence, it was time to shine my light for not just him, but my mother too, and everyone that would play a part in his recovery. Over the next several weeks, there were many ups and downs as my father recovered. There were lots of setbacks, upsets, and confusion. With each treatment, each act of assistance, though, my gratitude for those patient and caring people in the ICU grew and grew. I know countless passers-by of the ICU room would have heard me say to my mom and dad over and over, patience, love, gratitude. I knew we had to stay focused on that as we navigated those choppy waters together. When my dad finally opened his eyes, not expecting to see me at the foot of his hospital bed, he said, "Have I died and gone to heaven?" And it made my heart smile to hear sweet words come from his lips. The day my dad was transferred out of the ICU to a specialist cardiac unit in a nearby hospital, we celebrated, and I ensured I expressed my gratitude to all those beautiful people who helped my father along the way. While my father is going through his recovery and doing so well, he still has his rehab, but amazingly, he has no mental cognition issues, and that's thanks to the amazing sequence of people who started CPR within minutes of his cardiac arrest. My mother, well, she's blossomed and found a new strength in herself, and both of them have a renewed sense of self, of loving and respecting the process of life. And me? I said to Sean the morning I left Australia to embark on this journey, "This will be the biggest test for me, to walk the walk of who I truly am during a time of fear and uncertainty. I am humbled to my core to have been thrown into such a chaotic and serious emotional upheaval, but yet had the focus, the presence, and the ability to cling to my values and to never have lost sight of who I am in the process. And to have been able to be of true service to my parents is a gift I am forever grateful for." As a quick side note for the Reiki 1, 2, and Master students I attuned in the month of October 2019, you all played a big part of my balance during that difficult time. Because I had already set the Australian attunement time before I had left, I had to set my alarm for the wee hours of the morning in Portland and then go to a quiet place, meditate, and do the ceremony. The love and balance from that ceremony process revitalized me each week. And for all my students, you didn't know it then, but each and every one of you helped me too. I would hop onto my laptop wherever possible to review your finals, answer your questions, and through hearing your own stories of healing, your excitement to blossom to help others, it continuously reminded me of how important it is to shine our lights. So thank you for shining for me. My commitment and love for your journey never wavered because I could feel your commitment and love in return, and I thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for that. Now, despite his heart stopping two separate times, my father beat the odds. He did not become the average. He isn't a number, and neither are you. If you take anything from this story I've shared, it's that I want to remind you that statistical facts are helpful for reference. It helps us understand where we stand in situations like this, but do not confuse statistics or averages with your existence. We are unique and we can overcome the odds because odds are not who we are individually. I shared this story with you because what I actually want to do is teach you exactly what I did when I helped my father's spirit while I was 13,000 kilometers away in Australia. Then I want to show you what I did while I was at his bedside in the hospital to help him heal. But that will be in the next post I share with you next month, so be sure to subscribe to my blog or my YouTube channel. It's something I feel every one of you should know how to do. See you again in a few weeks' time, sweet friends. Namaste.